We were discussing the dinim of Shinui Makai. Yesterday we were discussing the going from cheder to cheder, one bias, from one room to another room in the house, which we mentioned that there are paiskim that seem to say that a cheder to cheder is a Shinui Makai. However, the Bir Halacha, and then we got Aaron Vosner, bring down that we find people are not in this, and we saw the svara that the person bring down is because there's a stam das, right? Mechedel cheder das helps, that according to everyone. Bais the bais das won't help, but mechedel cheder das rav. There's a stam das to go mechedel cheder. People do that always, people go from one room to the next room. Such a svara we find in Bir Halacha Sim Reish Ayin Gimel. Over there we have the din of Kiddush Magrib Suda, and also, we find that halacha that one's not supposed to be, one is not supposed to be Mishana Mokim from where he make Kiddush to where he is the Suda. That's the thing. There were those places, there were those Gedolim that were Makbid to wash in the same room that they were eating. However, the Bir Halacha of there quotes a Lavush, where Lavush is talking about a case where he made a Sukkah outside the house. So he says that if one, even if the sukkah is made outside the house, and the mechitzas are biased, there'll be a mafsi between them, and you went from the house to the sukkah, or the sukkah to the house, you do not need to make kiddush again. Afidu lahoisa daita lezet. The Bir Halacha quotes from the Lavash. Why? The mistama kiven the derechu likanes the sukkah, kishapaiskim agshamim, lachain avagav the lastin kasni dummy. Again, this we are getting into the technical case over there, but he says since the derech hulu kodesh the sukkah, even though he didn't make it tonight, ke'asin dam is like it tonight. Now you have to know that the maisa, the dinner of kiddush magrib suda is different over there. If I leave the tzarech the suda, is not considered a hefsek, right? So that's why many people, you have your sukkah outside, you go in the house to wash, come back out. It's not so much an issue as over here by brachas, where the leaving will be an automatic hefsek. But akobarim, you do see this idea that it's kilu asidim. So what we need to do now is, then this is the halacha l'maisa, benigei cheder l'cheder. You have to dine up which rooms is a ruggle, is it normal to go from one room to the next? L'mashal. The Vizayis HaBracha brings down on page 58 in this printing from the Poiskei Zmanenu. Sha'afim lohi b'dayta b'feresh lasis b'cheda ech l'cheda sheni. Ach ha'cheda sheni u'mokim sh'regilim l'olach ha'sham t'cheda echi lasi. It has to be that the cheda sheni is a mokim which is ruggle to go there while eating. Kigoin. Hayoyitzi m'cheda o'ich l'mitbach. You go from the dining room to the kitchen. The Tzarech Suda. It's as if you had that from the beginning for this. Then the same thing would be true. If it was normal for you to go from this room to another room during the Suda, also, the lady. It's more normal for a lady to have to go to different rooms in the house during the Suda than for a man. So there are certain rooms where she always walks to get the whatever it is that's needed for the meal. Right? We asked the question, what about going to the bathroom? That's normal. It's normal to go from the dining room to the bathroom. Dinai kedaitim etchilul kach. Kach chorili agoyim Rishnam Zalman, that Rishnam Zalman Orbach. That all these things have a dust. So when it comes to people always ask, when you made a shakal on your coffee, in the coffee room, and you go to the Bismedish, or from the dining room to the coffee room, dining room to your room, You have to figure out what's the regilis. So from the coffee room to the basement, I think that's more or less the regilis. You see people always walking from one to the next. could be during Seder there's no regilus, not during Seder there is more of a regilus, but I think that becomes a regilus. Shaila is how much of a regilus is it that you leave the dining room to go take a drink in your room during the Suda?
Depends on the himself.
Yeah, because you need das, so there's a stam das if that's ruggled by you. So that's what it gets cheder. But again, this is all where das works, which is by cheder cheder. I mean, bias to bias, right? Das is not going to work. The question is, can I like have das? You know, I'm going to have das for all the rooms. All the rooms in the house, I'll have das. I'll have positive das. Before I wash, or once I'll make an announcement, my das is for all the rooms. So the Eish Avram, at the end of the Shulchan Aruch, the Eish Avram, he brings down that it seems to him that Kavanah will help, right, you don't have to know that you're bevada going to go to that room, but you can have Kavanah for all the rooms, and if you end up going to a specific room, it's igloy mils the mafreda that you had kavana for that room. It's a little mechodeshdik, and in the Aruch HaShulchan, if you're the Aleph is mashma that does not help without knowing the room that you're going to go to. And it's a bracha. He takes on that wood up. He says he takes on. He gives it as a etza. Why you just be mechaven to that you'll go to be mechaven that you might go to a different room. Here he says etza li not so me a suffik. Chopam shayecho b'ched echad. Anytime you're eating in a room, v'choshev she'itzdarach lotzis l'ched acha, yachshev she'itochen, perhaps she'itzah l'ched acha, yizchavin shakirosi l'ched acha loitzi hefsi, v'az yucholaka l'chatchi l'ched acha. Then you can be oikar. Again, it's only yitochen. Do you have to know? So again, there is mashmais in Aruch HaShulchan and others that you have to know, but there is makim too. So we make with that. Now, let's move on to two apartments under the same roof. But they're owned by two different people. Does das help? Or how about a porch? I have a porch. I'm going outside onto the porch. So the Bialacha brings down that even though the Mechaber and other Paiskim hold that without das, Mecheder Lecheder is a Shinim Mokim. But there are Rishonim that are Chedek on this. On this assumption that we're going with all the time, and therefore the halacha brings down that maybe mecheder lecheder one could be mekel even without das. Plus we have the svaras that we mentioned earlier. So now over here in these cases the question is as follows: Mishru brings down a few times gag echad. He talks about under the same roof. What's he called? In Pashtus, it seems that if you have two rooms of one owner, and they're under two roofs, let's say you have one owner, two separate roofs. One room is his place where he eats. One room is the place where he sleeps. So that would be a problem. Two roofs, but let's say you have one roof. So Shmir Shabbos in Perek Nundalet Aruch of Zion brings down that the under the same roof only helps when it's under one bailus, one person, the bailus of one person. But if it's two bailim, then it remains like bais la bais. And over there in Aruch of Aleph, he brings that two rooms and to get from one room to the next, you need to go through a hallway, corridor, where everyone walks through, like he's talking about, let's say a hotel. My room, and then next door there's someone else's room. But we need to go in the hallway to get there. So he brings down that would be a shinim makir. In Shulchan Shlema, it seems to bring down from Shlem Zalman, that would be like cheder cheder, where there is some type of shtafas over there. But the halacha lemaisa, when you have such a case, right, let's say a dormitory. You have your room and your friend's room next door. So to go from one room to the next, we can say that that's mecheder lecheder, mibayis lebayis. In a hotel, to go from your room to someone else's room. So the chayra, what's tullian is tullian in the regidus would be a good simon. Meaning, and I think in the dorms where it's very normal that people just like pop into their friend's room. So that's a regidus. It's it's not so posh to say that's two bailam either. Because maybe there's one bailam over here. But even if we would say that since you paid tuition and all that in your bailam, even if we would say it, but still it's regidus bachim go from this room to that room. A hotel already is more of an issue because you don't just pop into the next door's room unless it's your family. But I'm saying, so over there, there's more svar to say that it would be considered like mibayis lebayis. A porch where there's not a covered porch, there's no roof. So here it gets a little sticky. How do we dot it off? Do we look at it as you're leaving the roof of the house, it's a new place, it's like going out to the chatzar? Or since it's attached to the house, we look at it like cheder l'cheder. So many achrayim look at a porch like cheder l'cheder, the Arutzin. It's brought down from a Vazna. Others hold that it's considered like going outside. Some hold it's tully how you use the porch. Again, if when you eat, you go out onto the porch always, it's normal to go onto the porch, so then it's like you use it as part of the house. By sukkahs, we find such a swara. Sukkah is like your kitchen, because you go from the sukkah to the house to the sukkah. There's a specific swara over there. Ramesha has a chiddush over here. Chedik Beis, Simon Nun Zayin. He's talking about over here, Elo Shanoistin Tamid Befirim Yimim Sika. They're candy, Shikarin candy, right? People that suck candies. Chewing gum. Mavarchim Bebatim, the Basim, they make the bracha in the house. Veholchim Liskeimim Kaimisacherim. Then they go to other places. Voichlum Baderach, Vigamim Kaimisacherim, Shushini Mokim Shadin Shatarch Lachzavach. And they go to places which are considered shinei makim. So what's the din? So he brings down that the Yishayel over here, who was Chesko Shraga, Habashtam, one of the rabbis. So he says the Yishayel wanted to say that since it's regilim b'zeh, it's not considered shinei makim. Then the show was misopic about it. He says that was you misopic is pasha the chayot. I'm fine. Agabarim, he wants to say, Rebbeinu wants to say that if the all arichos, that since as you were going, he says like this: the piece, since as you were going shinim makim, you're going from your house to outside. You were eating, you're sucking the candy, you're chewing the gum. So on that piece, lekuli alma, you would not have to make a new bracha, because as you were shinim makim, you're still eating and you continue eating it. If you're mafsik more than mitech de dibur from eating, then you have to lachso mulvar chachatit chacheres af me oisi pri me oisi chatich masika sheberchala. Kamagam dinei zalachas the speaker kim she shochanach pasuk rasha I'm established the Hak of Lech of Lech Bracha Cheres, Afkal Priv Chal Mesich Shay Godel, Vachal Derech, Vachal Mekoyim Zom Lech Yifsig Biyais Mechdei Diba. Okay, so I'm going to take a look at this over again, and we'll end with this on Mitzvah Sunday, and then we'll move on to the next Simon. Bezos Hashem.